Good morning, everybody. Today we're going to look at testate succession. But there's a few little definitions or things I want to just clear up, because there seems to be a lot of confusion with regards to some things. And I just want to clear up one or two things. The first one that I want to talk about is the difference between a joint will and a mutual will. Now, in terms of testate will, it's testate succession or testate succession, sorry, because it only applies to testate. A joint will is if two or more testators, so for instance, a husband and a wife, set out their respective wills in the same document. So this is known as a joint will. So both the husband's last wishes are in the document and the wife's last wishes are in the document. A mutual will is very different. Although it's similar, it's very different. A mutual will is where there is two or more testators and they draw up a joint will, but they confer the benefits on each other in the same will. And that is a mutual. So, for instance, a husband and a wife would both say in their last will, in the joint will. So it actually, a mutual will is a joint will. The only difference is the devolving of the assets. In a mutual will, you devolve the assets to the other person in the joint will. Okay, in the mutual will. So, for instance, a husband would say, I devolve my entire estate to my wife, Joan. And Joan, in return, would say, I devolve my entire estate to my husband, John. So whoever dies first, their estate will be devolved accordingly, and everything will be left to the person in the mutual will. The entire estate will be moved over to that person. All right. In a joint will, that is not the case. In a joint will, the husband would say, I leave my golf clubs to my son, John. I leave my house to my wife, Sarah. I leave everything to my partner, Jonathan, in a joint will. The wife would probably say, I leave all my jewelry to my firstborn daughter. I leave my heirlooms to my second daughter, and I leave all my paintings, my precious paintings, to my son. So that is a joint will. A mutual will is where the people in the will, the testators in the will, leave their assets or their estate to the other person in the will, whereas a joint will is not. So a mutual will is always a joint will, but a joint will is not necessarily a mutual will. Joint wills are especially popular amongst couples that are married in community of property. But in general, they can be made by anyone. So it isn't reliant on the fact that you're married in community of property at all. Okay. A lot of married couples that I write wills for prefer to have both their wills in one document. It becomes a problem if you're not very good at keeping your will updated and you're not very good at keeping it in a safe place. That's when it becomes a problem, because now both wills are in that document. So if you do a joint will, you need to have strict procedures in place where, first of all, both parties and other parties know where that will is and where it's kept. And also that it's actually dated. And also you must remember that even if you start off with a joint will, you can always write your own separate will outside of that will. Just remember that it has to comply with the formalities and it has to be signed by two witnesses and yourself. And whichever is the latest will is the will that will be used by the Master of the High Court. So I just want to explain an example of a joint will and a mutual will. So two sisters, Catherine and Debbie, decide to make their wills. But to save on attorney's fees, they decide to do it in one document. Catherine leaves her entire estate to her niece, Zandile, and Debbie leaves her entire estate to her cousin, Yolanda. So This amounts to a joint will. If Catherine had left her entire estate to Debbie and Debbie had left her entire estate to Catherine, that would then be classified as a mutual will. A joint or mutual will only needs to be executed once. So in other words, only the multiple testators and two witnesses need to sign the document in order for it to comply with the formalities. Such a document is, however, seen as a separate will of each of the testators, even though it's in one document, and each testator may unilaterally revoke or amend their will with regards to his or her dispositions, and may even do so without the knowledge of the other testator or testators. The will may also be invalid with regards to one testator, but valid with regards to the other. So all you have to remember, if you decide, if somebody asks you, would you like a mutual will or a joint will? But normally what happens is the person who's executing the will knows this and will listen to what your requirements are and they'll know what to do normally. Okay. However, all you have to remember is that if you decide to do a mutual will, your benefits will go to the person who's in the will and vice versa. And in a joint will, you can devolve your assets to any person that you see fit. So a joint will is basically two people writing two separate wills with their own beneficiaries, but it's consolidated into one document purely to save on attorney fees or literally execution fees of the will. Okay. So that's the only thing that you have to remember. Thank you for listening.